people from Chilton County are up in Birmingham all the time. The challenges of Birmingham are challenges for us. I've heard many say that one of the largest challenges there is traffic. Well, we go there all the time, so that's an issue for us, too, and we want to see that improve. Parts of this program that I've seen, this Blueprint Birmingham, address the issues that we might have with a bigger region also. So there is quite a connection between us and them from my perspective.
So the idea that a lot of the things that are talked about in there, UAB has talked about, you feel like that applies?
Yes, because we're up in that area so much.
Well, I talked to one member of the Clanton City Council. I talked to a county commissioner, and they said they hadn't heard of Blueprint Birmingham until the announcement. Do you feel that the perspective of Chilton County, that was included in this process?
I'm not really privy to that, quite frankly.
Well, looking at the plan, do you feel that the interests in the rural areas, rural communities, are represented in there?
Yes. When you look at these four big main objectives, all of these can come to bear on this part of the region.
Well, in terms of its impact, you said that people from Clanton travel to Birmingham to work, to shop, to go to the doctor. Do you see this having an impact on the communities itself, not just make things better when you travel to Birmingham?
Well, it possibly can. One area that I can think of right offhand is workforce development. If it's stemming from Birmingham and some of our folks can get in on that training and development, that could make them eligible for jobs in this area as industry comes here. And that could improve the quality of life in Chilton County just from that one area that I'm thinking about right there. As the Birmingham region grows and improves itself through a visionary program like this, it can attract more industry. And some of that industry, they're going to run out of space up there. Some of it's going to be coming here because we got more land here. So it could mean jobs for us here.
Now, you said a moment ago that it's not quite as Birmingham goes, so goes the region. What's stopping you from saying that that there's a complete connection there?
We're far enough away. This has been a rural county, agricultural county for many, many years, and it's in a changing period now in that there are less peach farmers, for instance, than there ever have been. And there's more manufacturing here than there's ever been. We're in a transition period, albeit a slow one. That disconnects us a bit from a more metropolitan area.
What are the economic development needs from your vantage point?
Well, we need to be better here about land use management. You know, they used to have the dreaded Z word, zoning. Well, we don't use that word anymore, but we need to use our land better down here, and we need to be careful as to who we do attract here, make sure that we bring the right kind of industry in.
Well, when you think about Blueprint Birmingham, do you think the average person in Chilton County, average citizen, is aware of it?
Probably not, but I think that many people are, because I think that it's been heralded in this Birmingham News for the last month, and it's been on the television and on the radio. And I think that there are quite a number of people who are aware of it, although I think there's probably more that are not.
Well, there's a lot of
there's a bunch that don't care.
There's a bunch that don't care, and that kind of gets to my next question, is do you think people in your part of the metro area would jump on board to this kind of plan, would get behind it in a significant way?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it would be according to how much knowledge they have about it, and that's part of the problem now is that as we just talked about, that a lot of people here don't know about this. I don't know if you've been in sales, but you talk a lot about features and benefits. And if you don't have any features and don't have any benefits, it's hard to sell something. But the more our people here understand what the features and benefits of this is, what the advantages are, what the positive impact is for our county, the more they're going to want to get on board. And I think right now we're not knowledgeable enough about this to understand those.
So it's, at this point, still too general, still just a framework. You don't have those.
That's a good way to put it. And until we know more, I think you'll have less people. You'll have more of the people who don't care because they don't really know about it or they don't know enough to take that next step into it.